Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Fink, T-H-I-N-K, Thursday out there. And I know you had a great day. You know, we're in the month of August, and it's happy birthday to all the August-born people out there, and I'm included. Now, yesterday, I had to sing the song twice, the Gloria Melion and the Yoshi, What's Up? They are on this team. They started back with us beginning of the pandemic. They're both born on August the 2nd, so I had to sing it twice. Today, August the 4th, I had to sing it twice again to my best friend, Uptown Ethel Brown, and my compadre, Linda Sue. Both of them are born on the 4th of August. I saw another friend that I'll meet up with her on the 10th, so I got a little break here so I can keep my throat clear and ready to sing those songs, and then we're going to move out through the entire month of August. You know, I just want to share this with you. If the Leos would give a party, we would need an island. But I can tell you that the ambiance and the fashion and the food and the good time that you would have out there with all that love, fun, smiles, and beauty would be like none other. Keep that in mind. Maybe we'll all get together and do that. It's about 25 of us. And they're all my friends. Can you imagine? So we're going to move out of that and give our condolences. You know, we believe in birth, death, and rebirth. But Mr. Vince Scully, the best, the greatest announcer in the world, is no longer with us. And we'd like to send out condolences to his family. My first job when I graduated from the Academy of Radio and Broadcasting was dealing with Mr. Vince Scully and the Dodger Radio Network in Palm Springs, KMET Radio. And I started off there as the board op. That board op has to know all those buttons, the timing, the hosting. And if someone gets a scratchy throat, be able to step up to that mic and carry it. So I've had experience with working with Vince Scully, his perfectionist, his care, his love, and it had to be done right. So I would like to say this, even though you're no longer here with us in person, Mr. Scully, your spirit is here, and I, or shall I say we, all the fans, all the players, and anyone that ever experienced your excitement and your beautiful kindness and your deliverance will never, ever, ever forget you. So condolences out there. You know, after starting off, I used to say, and I still say, that I will always be the voice for the voiceless. I will see it, stand it, and speak it, being fearless. I'm working on it because when I want to step out the box and get a little crazy, I always think back of the behavior of Ben Scully. So, Mr. Scully, you and your spirit will always, always be with us, okay? Now, we have someone coming on with us. This lady has been moving through the communities for years. Debbie Kathy Sutton. I listed her as Kathy Sutton. That's what she goes by. But I know her, and I call her Debbie Kathy Sutton because we go way back. She was my mentor. She was my trainer. We cried together. We laughed together. But this is a lady that gets the job done. She is the CEO of SURF Foundation. And SURF is Sensory Integration Education and Resource Foundation. She has the resources for the young adults, the families, and anyone that needs them. And she is qualified to get out there and get that job done. She's going to come on with us. There's a great event coming up, but I'm going to let her tell you about it. So before we bring her on, I know she likes Kim. I'm going to play this song for my Kathy Debbie Sutton and welcome her in. Sit back and relax. Get your pencils and pads out because she's going to have some great information for you. And you need to know about our youth and what is needed and what's needed for the parents. She's all around, international, global. She's going everywhere, providing resources, love, and care for the families and these children. Relax. We're going to bring her in a minute.
My joy, My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl. You can trust in me, girl.
Trust,
baby.
Me, girl.
You're all I want.
You're all
baby.
I want.
Baby. Baby. You're everything I need. Yeah.
Share
I really mean
world.
It, babe.
Share.
Hey,
my
girl.
Life.
I'll give you what you want, babe.
Share.
Baby.
My life.
Hey, if you want it, you can have it. I want you right here in my world, here in my life, here in my soul. I want the world to know, that I need you, baby. I believe you, girl, I'll never deceive you. Share my life, baby, share my life, baby, share my life, baby.
That's right. Kathy Davis Sutton is asking you out there to share her life, because her life has been for many, many years about the youth and their needs and providing resources for the entire community, for all parents, letting you know and letting you see that they are out there for you, and she is the lady that can bring them to you. Kathy Sutton, the CEO of Surf Foundation, welcome in. How are you, Debbie Kathy Sutton?
Doing fine, just tired and exhausted because I have this big, huge event coming up, and basically that's about it.
I appreciate you coming on. I know that you're working hard out there. I don't know how you want to give us briefly information. I'm kind of like telling them what you're about, but can you share with us a bit with how this got started and why you started it, and that is why you're so gifted and skilled with what you do, and the love that you put out there is definitely coming from your heart. Can you share, tell us about SURF? Tell us a little bit about SURF Foundation.
Well, SURF is an organization that I started when I had my second son. And what happened was my son was born with Down syndrome, and I continued the pregnancy with that, although I was encouraged to not continue it. And I was like, no, I think I want to do this. And so basically when he was born and everything, he was such a wonderful child. But as he got a little bit older and a little bit older, I knew there was something else going on besides the Down syndrome. So I searched the internet. I, went and searched other places and everything. And come to find out it was a disorder that not too many people in the Black community know about. And I had found this organization who had a therapy center that treated these individuals. So I talked to them and everything, and then I volunteered at their offices so I could learn, the more I learned, the better off I was. So he began to get treated, and when he was like 2 or 3 years old, and I never thought that he would be potty trained, but then he became potty trained. He started doing well. He starts speaking and things of that nature. But long story short, because if it wasn't from my tenacity, and if it wasn't from the fact that I was going to find out what was going on in his life, and I wasn't going to stop until I got answers. And because of that tenacity and because of that courage that I had, and I had no fear about getting turned down, and I just kept going and knocking on this door, knocking on that door. Then after I got my son into therapy and things of that nature, then other parents, started asking me, I've been trying to get this done with my child, and and the yada, yada, yada. So what I would do is I would, you know, tell them what they need to do and how they need to do it. And just like I said, our educational system, when you go to, when you're in a public school system, that educational system is very short on cash. And what they would rather do, they would rather do the minimal instead of what the child needs to become productive in life. And I stayed on them. I called in. I basically stayed on them to do what I needed them to do. And then I learned how to really advocate for my child and me. And that's how it all started. So what, and I realized there were a lot of other parents out there that had no clue of where to go and what to do. And that's when I found the organization. So that's the story of my life. And so we have been going strong for now about 13 years or so. Yeah, because we started in 2005. And it's now 2022, so we've been going strong for maybe about a good 15, 17 years or something. I don't know. I'm not counting right now. But that's the basic goal. So what happened was when we started the organization, I was trying to find ways to get other people and other individuals that were involved that were trying to find some kind of help for their kids. So I started it off because I had flew down in Louisiana after Katrina and tried to help down there. And then one of the ladies said to me, you know what, we need a back-to-school giveaway. Why don't you do one here? So I was like, oh, okay. So I did a back-to-school giveaway, and I gave out information to the families and things of that nature. I had multiple radio interviews and a television interview. And basically, that's where it started to blossom. So when I came back to L.A., I was talking to somebody. I said, yeah, I was down there giving a back-to-school giveaway, and the person said, well, we need one here. I was like, okay. So for years, I think for at least 5-6 years in a row, I would fly down there, have one week, then come fly back here for the next week to have the one here in L.A. So I did that for many years until after a while I said, okay, it's time for me to focus more on L.A. And basically because New Orleans is a funny place because if you're not totally located down there, you're not well supported. So I was like, okay, well, it's time for me to go back home and give my support, you know, for the ones who need it. And since I left there, there have been many different therapy centers and things of that nature. So it seems to be moving along. I don't know how fast or how, you know, advanced they're being, but I talked to a therapist that moved down there just to treat these kids. And I gave her, she called me and she asked me, did I know of anybody that I could refer to her? So I referred this one boy to her, and she just nurtured him and basically stuck with him until he got through grade school and high school. So I was really, really happy about that because he was such a good kid. But that's about it as far as my background.
Well, you know, we go way back, and I remember Miles when he was born, and I see him, and I see postings of him, and get information about him and the young man, and the things that he can do and grow into. It just puts a smile on my face, but he had the right mommy. Because I have known you a long time, and I would hear your conversations with him and how you would work. And I, too, have referred persons to you that you have really pulled and coached them into getting the things that they need. But it just amazes me, and I like to tell the story because the way you got into it was because of the things that you had to do and the things that they were putting you through and what you recognized, you know, were like doing the minimum. You know, we know all about that and that education, the fights and the kicks that we have to have. So, you know, we love you over here. I am looking at a flyer, and I kind of posted it out. There's a big event coming up on, I think it's the 13th, next Saturday. That is your back-to-school giveaway, but you got some heavy hitters there. It's a lot of participation and sponsorship going on there. I'm looking. I think it's from the hours of 10 to 1 p.m. at the Kia Forum. Can you give us some information on that? How does one just drive in and sign up? I have the web site here for them to come in, but how does that work? They just show up and it's theirs? How does that work, Debbie?
Well, what happened, what I'm doing, I set up something on Eventbrite where they could, you know, register because I have to have kind of a sense of how many people to expect. And
okay.
What happens is I get them to sign up, but I tell them it's first come, first serve. And
okay.
as long as they're there and we still have backpacks and supplies and things left, they could still have one. So
okay.
I was going to do it as a big festival, but because of COVID protocols, I decided to just do it as a drive-through event just so
okay.
that everybody could be safe. And
okay.
so all they have to do is bring their cars and pack up with what they need. They can pop their trunk and we'll place it in their trunk or whatever. But that's what it's all about because we're going to have backpack school supplies. We're going to have so many different elected officials out there. And the partners that I have that's partnering with me is the mayor of Englewood, Mayor James Buds, and the Kia Forum. I also have Torrance Nissan that's behind me, as well as the, the Torrance Refinery is behind me as well.
Okay.
And then, and child, you know, Child and Family Services. I also have Sam's Club and Walmart back
okay.
in Home Depot. So basically, the kids are going to get a variety of things. And we are, you know, we're just out there. We're going to have a DJ. And then I may have a little few surprises that I'm going to pull out my hat, but I'm not going to mention them because if I mention them and they don't come, then I do not want to have egg on my face. So it may be a couple of surprises going on.
Well, you know,
and,
I know. Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
Oh no, I'm just saying that this is the first one we had since 2000. I think the last one we had was 2019, that summer. And
okay.
it was outside in the parking lot of Walmart. And we had a real big show that we put on and everything. And it was all child entertainers. And so it was just a blast, basically. But now we're being a little bit more careful because this is our first time. Because this is our first time coming back and actually doing something. So, as a matter of fact, last Christmas we did a drive-through toy giveaway.
Okay.
And over in Torrance. So we're going to do that again this year at the, you know, in December. I haven't decided the date yet. And I have to confer with, you know, a couple of other people that, you know, that really partner with me on. But that is, you know, that's about it. That's about it. It's just like I said, I have a long, exhausting day.
I know you had a long, exhausting day. I appreciate you so much, and I'm so glad that you could come in. Now, your website is www.surf, S-I-E-R-F, Dot org. Okay.
And I'm going to list the link that you can go into in Eventbrite, and basically, give me a minute, okay? And basically, you can go in there and register. But just like I said, it's first come, first serve basis. And sometimes I have people that drive up, and you know, at what I used to do at one point, if you're not registered, you're not, you know, like I have to take the people that's registered first. But what happens is I find out they'll blow up my website and have 1,400 people register, and maybe about 600 or 800 show up, and the people I turned down, I could have gave them something, so I'm not doing that anymore. But anyway, I've got to run. I've got another call on the line. And I just wanted to come in and say a few things before I run. Okay, but thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Debbie Kathy Sutton, and good luck. And I know it's going to be a great event, listeners. This is CERF, S-I-E-R-F, Foundation CEO, Kathy Sutton, out there doing great things for the community and taking care of those kids. And this is a resource foundation, so list that down. Think about it. And from what she said, you know, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself. And stop challenging yourself. She never gave up for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh now from this very moment. And this is proof from listening to her history and her beginnings. You must keep that up. And I'm going to say before she goes, when someone tells you no, you have to show them why they should have said yes. And you are a person that has proven that point to me. I've been watching you for years. I know you for years. I hate the safety precautions are in and the drive-bys, because the events that you put on for those young adults and those families are off the chain, especially when you bring Santa in on Christmas with gifts from the floor up to the ceiling. I have never, ever seen so many happy smiles in my life. Kathy Debbie Sutton, we love you. We're not going to keep you. Please continue. I have an event on that day. If we complete early, I'm going to come out there and show my face. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Kathy?
like you hurt me and be so untrue. So what can I do?
Yes, we are about the love train. Get on board. The tickets don't cost you anything, but just moving forward. I'm going to repeat this again. The worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from new. From this very moment, we got to keep pushing out there. We had the CEO of SURF, which is Sensory Integration Education and Resource Foundation, Kathy Sutton, on. She gave us a little bit about her history, the beginnings of it. She's out there in the community, been out there for a long time, taking care of the babies, informing the parents, educating the community all over a country, shall I say, from state to state, anywhere she has to go. So she's been doing a wonderful job. Please go to the website, www.sierf.org. There's a backpack giveaway happening at the Kia Forum in Inglewood this Saturday from 10 to 1. She has it listed on Eventbrite, so you must register. The information and the gifts and the packs and everything will be there until they're gone. So it's first come, first serve out there. We appreciate her coming on. We appreciate the works that she does in the community. We appreciate her love and her heart out there. And we want you to have a wonderful evening. We're going to be back tomorrow. We'll find it out Friday. We're going to tell you what we found out. But before we go, I want you to think about this. This Think Thursday was about our community connections. You know, we do it all kind of ways over here. And hopefully we've given you some good information. And I'd like to say, realize, visualize, and actualize your own happiness. We love you and have a wonderful evening.
Positive. We care, share, we love all through the land.